Okay, now we are going to talk about the Innovation Award nominees and winners, starting precisely from the JS classes nominees for September. They were about classes published on September. They were voted on October. So in November, the results come out. So now I can start talking about them. Arthur, which ones would you like to start commenting?
So, PHP classes, right?
No, first JS classes.
Oh, JS classes, okay. Let me share the screen. Toolbar is always hides. Okay, so I would want to comment on a class with an interesting name, Blappy. And it was developed by Emmanuel Podwin from France. And what it does, it allows you to preload AJAX contents based on URLs defined in this way, in this same page. So basically, this class parses all links in the page and checks for the data attributes, data blappy href attributes, and preloads them. And the reason is to make the switching faster. So for example, this here is the menu, and as we see, all the contents are already preloaded and they're switching quite fast. So no additional requests to serve apart from the first one that loads all information. So I think that would be a great way to use in single web page applications and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, goes to Emmanuel, and he got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package.
Okay, on my behalf, I also would like to comment on another package. Unfortunately, we didn't have many packages being published on JS classes because it's a much smaller site. It's not like PHP classes that there are tons of innovative classes. So the other class that I want to comment is String Multi-Replace. In this case, it was developed by Martin Barker from the United Kingdom. And basically, this is to overcome a limitation of the replace functions. You usually can only replace one string at a time. So if you want to replace multiple strings, you would have to call replace multiple times. So how do I call it? Because it's maybe you could call it a subclass or a replacement class that the replace is the prototype of the replace function that will make the function actually handle multiple replacements in case it detects it is an array. So it was an interesting solution because it keeps compatibility with the default behavior of the replace function. You know, at the same time, it can support multiple replacement functions. So kudos to Martin Barker, and for this, he picked a book of choice from PACT. And now let's see how is the Innovation Award rankings for the JavaScript. Basically, for authors, it hasn't changed much because unfortunately there haven't been many packages being published lately, but the ranking so far is and Stoth is first with 6 packages and 23 points. Suresh Kumar is in second with 4 packages and 13 points. Jackson Knowlton with 3 packages and 10 points. And then Stephen Shepman with 2 packages and 8 points, tied with Artur Sosins from Latvia, who would know, with 3 packages and 8 points. Diego Lamonic also with 2 packages and 8 points. Then follows in seventh, Dusan Boskic and Gianluca Ferrari with 7 points. one with two packages and another with one package. And friendly Joseph Bruner with two packages in 6 points is tied with Everton Barroso in ninth place, also with 6 points, but just one package. By countries, as we can see, is more or less the same ranking, just mapping authors to countries. So Hungary is in first with 6 packages and 23 points, then followed by India with 6 packages and 20 points. Then United States with 4 packages and 11 points. Then France with 3 packages and 10 points. Italy, 2 packages and 8 points. Australia is in fifth, tied with Italy with also 8 points. And then Latvia as well, with just as 3 packages. Then in 8th position is Serbia and the Netherlands with 7 points. One with 2 packages and the other with 1 package. Finally, Austria with 2 packages and 6 points. Well, I hope that, well, there is only 1 month to go to end the year. And if authors can move quickly, they can still change the rankings for authors and for countries. But let's see how it goes. So this is for JavaScript. Now, for PHP, the Innovation Award has been much more competitive. And in September, we had like 14 nominees. It's a lot of people competing, and this is great because...
Great new ideas.
Yes, because there are much more packages in PHP classes, so it's harder to come with good ideas. But the ideas that come that are innovative, they tend to be somewhat surprising. Let me share the screen here just to see the 14 packages. And well, Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
The first one I would like to comment is PHP code preprocessor. So basically, as we all know, is in C, C++, we have macros, preprocessor codes that are replaced and executed and compile time to replace variables, remove parts of codes and stuff like that. And Alexander Selifonov from Russia created just similar package only for PHP. Basically, this package takes a text file, a PHP code, and parses it, and allows you to do the same the things that macros allow you to do, basically. Maybe I don't see a feature to specific usage for this right now, but I really like the idea. It was really interesting. So thank you to Alexander. And he got PHP Storm IDE personal permanent license for this package. The second one I want to mention is PHP configuration trade. Lately, there have been a lot of trade packages that like allows it easily to extend your class with some additional configuration. And this one is also very clever. So it was created by Asher Wolfstein from United States. And basically this class, this trait allows to extend your class to read and save configurations in different formats like in XML, PHP, Array, JSON, and YAML. So by adding this trait to your class, you gain access to probably save and load functions that does that. But again, that's a really interesting and innovative use of the trait. So that's why I really like that one also. And Asher got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package. Next one I wanted to mention is asynchronous long server tasks by Jose Luis Lasso, right? I think, I don't know, but I always think that that's the right pronunciation is Jose Luis from Spain. And yeah, there are some tasks that you need to execute, and maybe on other servers, and there are long tasks, and you won't be able to get the result of this task is completed. And this class implements provides a way to implement such long asynchronous tasks, and to also query their progress by calling specific status files. So that's a really great idea, and you can use it if you really have some tasks and you want to query their progress. And also, Luis got one subscription to the PDF edition of the Architect magazine, HP Architect magazine. Next interesting class, I always find such algorithm and AI classes interesting, and this one uses some method I haven't heard about, PHP Event Swaps. It was developed by Damir from Croatia, and as I understood, that this class allows you to make decisions based on many criteria. So it either allows you to make a single best decision, or shorten the list of decisions so you could decide it yourself for them. And there is even interesting demo that describes that you have job offers and different places with different perks and stuff like that. And it provides the solutions and describes this all in the way how you handle it and give it to the class to handle and make a decision based on it. So if you have some problems that you would could make a decision based on some criteria, then you can use this class to make those decisions.
Yeah, that class was actually hard to approve, because I had to actually understand what was the subject. I had to talk several times with the author so he could explain it to me. So, this is for that, but okay.
Yeah, and so Damir got Source Guardian PHP Encoder 2 for this package. Next package is PHP Preemptive Cache, which is a package that allows you to cache some records retrieved from the database, but with a catch that there are limited amount of records that you want. So if you want to not to fill your memory with cache and stuff like that, then you can use this cache and put a limit somewhere on the amount of data it caches. It's developed again by José Luis Vasa from Spain. And yeah, that's basically what I define. And you request a value and provide the function to retrieve the value. So if there is no value was not yet cached, then it uses this function to retrieve the value. And as I said, the catch is that there is a limited amount of data records, so you won't run out of memory. Okay, and next one I wanted to mention is all-in-one paper WooCommerce plugin developed by MBJ Web Development from India. And basically, this is a PHP class, is a plugin for WooCommerce that provides you everything that PayPal provides. So if you want to integrate PayPal into WooCommerce, they can use this plugin, freely available, and provide all cover all your PayPal needs. And MBJ, the web developing, no prizes probably. Yeah, there are too many competitors, so not everyone got prizes. Yeah, but still.
Sometimes it's the authors that just don't want prizes, because they are already having fun participating, and the prizes for them are secondary. Other times that they just don't reply, I wait for a week, and if they do not tell me what is the prize, I need to move on to the next winner. Sure. Well, that's no problem, but sometimes it delays the delivery of the prizes to the when there are many winners.
And the last one I wanted to mention is GreenSpeechP Polygon Area, developed by Samuel Adesina from Nigeria. And basically, this class can calculate the area and perimeter of a polygon. At first I thought, okay, that probably perimeter would be easy, area would be harder, but there is a catch that there is no sites provided, but what is provided is the points in the space. So you need to also calculate the vectors between the points to understand the polygon and calculate data based on that. So, and it uses Green's theorem, that's why it's Green's PHP polygon area. And I think that's about it on my part.
Yeah, well, on my part, I also want to comment that the remaining classes starting precisely by PHP Fuzzy Logic, which is yet another non-trivial class that was developed, in this case, by Gaston da Silva from Argentina. And basically, it allows to implement some fuzzy logic in your applications that depend on rules that are not so, I would say, what would be the opposite of fuzzy? Could it be objective?
Yeah,
well,
understandable.
Yeah, well, anyway, this is yet another advanced package, and because it requires to understand a lot of the fuzzy logic, and the kudos to Gaston for his submission. And okay, another package that I wanted to comment is about a package that we comment also in the article section, which is the PHP regex function by Christian Vig from France. This is very advanced package because it, among many other things, it lets you give it a text with some patterns, and it figures a regular expression that matches those expressions in the text. So that's one of the features, and it's quite advanced. It provides a lot of other less important features, but this one is quite advanced, and for this it was nominated for the Innovation Award. The next package that I want to comment is a PHP code generator by Michael Del Sol from France as well.
This How do you know package, his name?
Sorry?
How do you know his name?
Okay. Because it's written here.
Oh, yeah, because on that it says VSDO PHP.
Yeah, but okay. This is the preferred name, and this is the real name.
I see. Okay. Every day you learn something new.
Yeah, I don't know why people prefer certain names. I think he has chosen the login name here. Anyway, this package, what it does is you to generate PHP code, but to compose it programmatically. I don't know if I can see an example here that can show you that first you create a component and then you add different parts, annotations, constants.
It's like a reflection API.
Probably the inverse. The reflection API gets the information about the code. This is the reverse operation, which is to generate code from adding the different parts done programmatically. And this is interesting. And for this, well, it's not annotated here, but I think Mikhail already picked this prize, but I think it depends on something that you didn't get yet. Anyway, the next package that I wanted to comment is called Bijection, which is a URL shortening method. It allows you to encode and decode URLs, which to make them shorter or expand them to the original URL. But the way it works, it uses a character sequence to be derived by a number. And that number can be an ID and a database stored in a character stored in the database. So when you use a number, it is certainly the primary key. You can make that the primary key in a database. So when you are creating the short URL, you can create the record and get the number and then generate the short URL, and you don't need to actually store the short URL in the text in the database. So this is a way to simplify the way that you can store short URLs in the database. And so kudos to Zhao from Japan for his contribution. It's probably, his name is probably more complex, but we don't know, and it will probably, if you know, we probably have difficulty to spell it. Anyway, the next package that I want to comment is one that can fetch and search and fetch packages from Composer repositories without actually using Composer application. If you want to search if a certain package is different repositories, could be packages or PHP classes, JS classes, which are also Composer repositories, you can use this package. And this package was actually submitted by Till Wiwowski, and he did not want to pick a prize. He's from Germany. Another package that I wanted to comment is one that allows you to create DOM documents in pure PHP. I mean, it does not need any of the XML extensions or DOM extensions that exist in PHP. It allows to actually generate documents that are not XML or HTML, could be JSON or even ENI and other formats. So this is an interesting take, because when you think about DOM, you think about, oh, it's HTML or XML, but any other hierarchic format could be probably represented using DOM documents. So this package was submitted by Juan Jose from Spain. Kudos to him for this interesting idea. And finally, one package that I also want to comment is something that you are used to have in databases, but not in PHP arrays. PHP has many functions to manipulate arrays, but for instance, for grouping array elements according to a certain columns, you don't have a way to do that. And this package by Willy Svensson from Sweden does actually that. So it seems to be a simple solution, but one that solves a problem that you can easily solve when you have data from database using SQL, but not when we have already the arrays in PHP. So let's see how is the Innovation Award rankings 2015. And we only have one last month to end the year. So there is still time to send innovative packages and raise in this ranking. Individually, we have Dave Smith that is far ahead with 11 packages and 106 points. is from the United States, and also from the United States in second place, Matthew Knowlton with 4 packages and 53 points, followed by Samuel Adesina with 5 packages and 52 points. Then Dmitry Mamontov from Russia with 4 packages and 42 points. Tilly Wawoski with 4 packages and 28 points is in fifth place, he's from Germany. Jose Luis Lasso with 2 packages and 27 points from Spain. Gali Ahmed is in seventh place with 3 packages and 26 points. He's tied with Alexander Selefanov with also 26 points, but 2 packages. He's from Russia. Also from Russia, Wap Morgan in fifth, in ninth place, is has 5 packages and 24 points. And finally, Alicia Felicione from Italy with 2 packages and 22 points. This is by author. Now, by country, United States is very far ahead with in first place with 20 packages in 25 points. It's so many points that I'm even having a hard time pronouncing.
I think
all these years it has been a record, and the year is still not end. There is 1 month for authors to submit their packages, and these numbers can even go higher. Anyway, in second place there is Russia with 14 packages and 112 points, which is also a great score. Not as great as the United States, but it is a great score. There have been great Russian.
It's larger than previous year's first places.
Yeah, this year, fortunately, people got very excited with the Innovation Award and submitted many packages. I just nominated like 16 packages for November, 16 packages for November, which is the record. Actually, there was another month with 16 packages, but it's a lot, and then it makes us spend even more time commenting on the packages. Anyway, Niger is in third place with also a great score with 8 packages in 72 points, followed by India with 8 packages in 67 points. And then Spain with 6 packages and 60 points, followed by France in 6th place with 7 packages and 55 points, Germany with 8 packages and 51 points, and then Egypt with 4 packages and 36 points in 8th place. In 9th place, Tunisia with 4 packages and 32 points, and Italy with 2 packages and 22 points. Well, the year did not end, but so far, congratulations to all authors for their great submissions. We still have November to vote, which is happening right now, and December for packages to be nominated. So this year has been a blast in terms of innovative submissions. And from what I have seen from the queue, there are packages to be approved, which I'm still lagging. There will be even more innovative packages in it. This is great, probably the best year in terms of innovative packages. Congratulations to all authors that participated. While I'm at it, I just would like to invite all PHP developers to also submit some nice packages to JS classes, which is needing some care and attention for the lack of so many participations. You also get prizes, not as many as you have here in PHP, but you also get the same level, similar level of recognition.
What I wanted to ask was, do you think that new PHP features or like traits also impacted the amount of innovative packages?
Oh, definitely, because there are quite a few traits. Not all traits, not all packages that implement traits were considered innovative, but some actually make it, or actually we have commented on a few. and they traits, it's something that brought a new approach to solving problems of reusing code that needs to be reused and components of for totally different purposes, but have some common features, like for instance the configuration traits that we talked. So I'm sure that it definitely contributed, but there are many more packages that are not about traits, and they are really innovative. So congratulations to all. So with this, we just finished to comment about the Innovation Award, and let's have a few more packages to the JS Classes site as well.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.